WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat. 793 and three quarters, up 31 and a quarter. July, 791 and a quarter, up 34. Soft May wheat, 718 and three quarters, up 3. July, 720 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. May corn, 481 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. July, 486 and a half, down 6 and a quarter. December, 482 and three quarters, down 6. May soybeans, 1442, up 10 and three quarters. July, 1415 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. November, 1187 and three quarters, now 88, down 3. May soybean meal, 468.50, up 6.50. May soybean oil, 41.37, down 73. April live cattle, 146.70, up 57 and a half. March feeders, 174.85, up 45. April lean hogs, 126.10, and they are up 195. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, a CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Wheat market has just been lights out on fire since the beginning of February. New highs for the move today. Boy, oh boy, and fundamental news behind it. The drought monitor showed things are worsening out west today, for example. And one begins to wonder how much more steam is left in this wheat market.
Well, it's a counter-seasonal move, which means it's going opposite of what it normally does for this time of year. And any time you get a market going counter-seasonal, and in this case it would be a counter-seasonal advance, they're very, very vicious, and they have a tendency to go much higher than what anybody would expect. And basically what it's telling you is there are some big cash shorts probably in this market that has to come to the futures market and get those positions covered. There is no doubt we're worried about the total production of U.S. wheat in the hard red winter wheat areas on dryness, and then you, of course, with the spring wheat area is still buried in 3 to 4 foot of snow. You wonder what kind of planting season the spring wheat is going to occur and whether or not we'll lose acres there. And then, of course, the whole situation with Ukraine and Russia and whether or not there's some kind of civil unrest type civil war that would maybe stop shipments coming out of the Black Sea area. So I think those are the three factors or so that's kind of come together here and has really had the soybean market take off like a rocket, or the wheat market take off like a rocket. I mean, yeah, in late January we're trading 557 on the July wheat futures, and today here we're in the 716, 720 area.
You think 770 is a realistic expectation?
Well, I got one more target before you talk about 770. But yes, 779 and a half is on the dartboard. That might be more of a dream target for market bulls than anything, but you can read it that high. I had 713, and that was met. The next objective that I had on the dartboard was 732, and then if we exceed 732, 744 area, then you could probably begin to talk about something maybe up into the 770s. We'll take one day at a time. We did make new highs, you can kind of see that they have fallen off of those highs and now trading lower here today. So some of your chart people might you know, depending upon how we finish today, you could almost kind of call it a double top type formation. And then you, if that's the case, then you'd have some divergences in the technical indicators, which would say that maybe whoever was the big short in wheat finally got their position covered, and the market will lose this upside momentum.
Speaking of double tops, November soybeans managed to pop a double top today, and we backed off of it. So for the high for the move, we hit it again today.
Yeah, I think that would be the big worry, and that's kind of what I was thinking of when I talked about a double top. Instead, I was talking about wheat. It should have been soybeans. It's an absolute must for soybeans now to clear that early March high with a good solid close above it and extend it with some follow-through to close out the week. Or otherwise, you're going to hear a lot of double top talk in the soybean market, especially since we did go up in equal or exceed the high by a little bit. I think we did in November beans.
We did by just a smidge.
Yeah, and I don't think we really got the job done in July. July was an exact double top at 29. I think May beans we have fallen short of the 60 here by a penny or two. We're 56.5 cent high. So. You have to, see where we're at, but, you know, all of the technical signals, at least at this point, still suggest that the soybean market still has some upside momentum to it.
Does old crop corn have any more upside momentum to it? If you look at it, it's kind of a loose triangular pattern, flag pattern, but we have that spike high just above $5 still in the May.
Yeah, well, if we're going to get any enthusiasm, I think in the corn market, we're going to have to find something bullish out of that March 31st report. As you can see today, the corn market is basically in meltdown. I mean, down 6 cents, and you got wheat kind of unchanged now, falling off its highs, and beans have off their highs, but they're still higher. So corn has kind of been a follower of the wheat market. So if you want to be bullish corn, you need to be, an $8 wheat bull, and then maybe we can get corn above this $5 mark. But corn is real heavy. It is buying grain from the farmer. But we still have a lot of corn that's still buried in snow that's probably going to have to come to the market here at some point in time. So the corn market still feels pretty heavy. Everybody's nervous about whether or not USDA will stay with their feed and residual use number after the stocks report or put $400 million in carryout. So we'll have to kind of see how that goes. But weekly export sales are on pace. I mean, we're only $90 million away from USDA's projection. We sold $29 million last week. So a couple, 3 weeks, we're going to be at USDA's number. So I do think export demand's up. Once we get the logistics going, I think you're going to see the ethanol plants continue to be big grinders of corn because things are very profitable. So you're going to see, I think, pretty good grind in ethanol. But we still have a very adequate supply of corn compared to what we kind of grew accustomed to over the past couple of years.
So for December corn holding above the 475 level, which would have been the low from a few weeks ago, might be something to keep an eye on?
Yeah, technically, the corn market, the way I've been kind of reading the chart
about
pattern,
20 seconds, Dan.
Yeah, it's been kind of toppy looking, and I think those lows of a couple weeks ago are vulnerable of being taken out.
Thank you much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick and trade. May corn 481.5, down 6.5. December 482.75, down 6. May soybeans 1439, up 6.75. November 1185.25, down 5.75. May soybean meal 466.80, down up 480. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.